always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Don Christian.
And it's your boy Frog.
And yeah, he is back in the studio. He been gone for a minute.
I feel at home.
That's right. He was crying a little bit on the phone when he was on with us on the K-Drama interview.
Hey, no,
but it's
no
all
tears
good.
Shed. No tears.
It's all
shed.
Good. Hey, Frog, what in the world have you been doing, man? Where in the world have you been? Let the people know what's good, man.
Man, me and my wife, we traveled to Antarctica. Australia.
Sorry.
Now we went to Sunshine Fest in Minnesota. We went to North Carolina for a family reunion, and we also had a chance to minister at Club Heaven down in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we've been traveling for the past 2 weeks. So yeah. It was a blessing.
Not only that, he's OD'ing on candy today. He must be tired or something. I don't know what. This guy done popped like 5 pieces of Jolly Ranchers in his mouth in the last 5 minutes. So
it's jet lag.
Oh, okay. I could dig it. Man, you've been here for like a week, dog. This guy gonna say jet lag. Look, man, what's the show about today, bro?
Power of testimony.
Mm-hmm. And power of testimony because...
And just to let you guys know, I didn't come up with this topic. My man over here wanted to
That's
take
right.
it upon
you
himself.
That's right. You know how I do it. Look, power of a testimony.
He thought since I was gone, he had some power and he can start running the show, but...
Yes, so that. Power of testimony means, you know what I'm saying, there's power in your testimony. We want people to share their testimony. We want to hear about your testimony. We want you to tell somebody your what? Your testimony, man, so that God can be shown in and through your life. It's power when you tell somebody and you share with them what you got going on in your life, man. So look, check it out. We got my brother RTL. He's going to be with us in a hot second. He's actually in studio with us, our first in-studio guest. Since we've been here, right? As far as with the video camera, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, RTL, he's going to get it in about his new project, the exhortation in the beginning to a man, the project. He's been working hard on it, man. So we're going to chop it up about that. Man, you know how we do it. We're going to get into some good music. I got some people that sent me some songs, bro. They sent us some songs, right?
Yes.
And what happens? You get rewarded when you send us songs, man.
Yeah, and so, I actually got a chance to get like a whole bunch of CDs from our trip at the Sunshine Fest.
That's right. And I told them, preview the music. Let me know what the bangers are. And we're going to tell them to join in. You feel me? So look, we got this homie right now named Jero. He's from Spitfire, I believe, or Spit something. Yo, he's not from Spitfire, but he's going to Spitfire. And this song is called Where I Come From. I think that's a testimony right there. Let's get it, dog.
It's time to do it big for the king up in this piece right here. Look, I'm a brand new man, baby. God has brought me from a long way. But better yet, I'ma give you a little taste of where he brought me from. Y'all ready? Yeah, let's go. Yo, I got tired of being tired of being the same old, same sin I was broken. Plenty miles on me, 150 on me. Had to go to God
to a chip fruit somewhere.
Needed an overhaul, I answered the altar call. Only one down there trying to break free.
Yeah.
Feeling the tug of war between the spirit and the flesh. Yeah. Wanna submit, but the legions are trying to take my breath. It ain't time yet for me to see the light. Yeah. That tug of war at my heart had to come to rest. My fight for life was done when Christ the Messiah hung his head and said,
it is finished.
3 days in a grave and a visit to the gates of hell. Took the keys over death, hell, and the grave to prove once and for all that he prevailed. Now I got a story to tell. You'll find it in the non-fiction section with no lies in the text.
I'll never be the same. I've been redeemed. He transformed me. I'm a brand new me. Now that I'm ready for Christ, I'm living life to please the King. Cause when he saved me, I gave up the old. I put on the new. Don't have a desire to do what I used to do. Never turn back to the world, to the cross. I gotta run,
run.
To the dungeon of hell is where I come from.
Yo, I'm a new man, not a misfit. The deal was done when I broke from the clenched fist of my nemesis. I call him Satan the King. I'm down with Christ, we tight like vice grips. I'm never letting go, even if the only thing I got to hold on to is the end of a thread. Yo, greasy for Christ, easy on the Crisco. Shine like mop and glow, cause Christ is the centerfold of J Magazine. That means J-E-S-U-S, the Bible I read. From the front to the back, contents to the concordance. In between the Genesis to Revelations, obeying the corners. Don't matter if you fast like the rabbit or steady like the tortoise. To endure till the end, you must obey his law and order. I got the upper hand in Christ, like flipping the corner. Cause tails is for the shortcomers, but hands will always be for the top.
I'll never be the same. I've been redeemed, he transformed me. I'm a brand new me. Now that I'm rapping Christ, I'm living life to please the King. Cause when he say me, I gave up the old, I put on the new. Don't have a desire to do what I used to do. Never turn back to the world, to the curse. I gotta run from the depths of the dungeon of hell. It's where I come from.
Yeah, yeah. Ever since that day the Lord changed me, ever since he changed my life around, I haven't had a desire to look back. God can do the same thing for you if you allow him to. The Bible says that any man that be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Until the next time, I'm out.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Chase Sutton, dialed in with Yada the King Radio. Just telling y'all to keep it locked, because they're giving you the gospel on Yada the King Live with Don Christian and From Life.
You rep your hood, you rep your hood, and you love it. And you love it. Get your hands in the game. Stand up, stand up. From the 704 to the 336. This is what I do. This is what I know. This is who I am. This is what I become. This is what I will be. I see y'all. Yeah. Let that breathe, man. To the 336 city of Jackson, fly girls consuming cheddar like the French. In my city that's never lights out, cause everybody shine like a lighthouse. Polarized, we iced out. Super fly, get your kites out, cause we pop tags. The new fad, throw it in the bag and never check the price out. In my city we getting money, who amongst us? Hunger, even kids getting dough like the Cookie Monster. And lay up bricks for structure like Aztecs. No artists from IRS doing numbers like Nasdaq. Surpass that, we raised the bar, there's no way over. So those who can't reach, gotta limbo. Gotta have it like a nympho, De Niro, the poor man's hero. Now we got his cape on, jumping out the window. I'm from the Queen City of Dreams, to live and die, the city I breathe, know what I mean? Most cats ride through the city high, serving a ball block is commonly known as suicide. When nightmares of birth and sweet dreams die, dying broke is a curse, it's better to die fly. When a paper chase ends up in a casket race, and the expiration dates for most aspire prematurely were those who oppose the codes of the street roads and roll down a wrong road that's closed with foes short. That's why I whip the pen like a CLK into shape, correct format like MLA. Cause Cause pipe dreams in the USA can get you life behind bars, either DOA. As I pray, I gotta ask Yahweh for enough light to guide us through the dark per se. Cause they trying to kill the dream on MLK, but my city, we still kicking like MMA. My feet cold, it's a steep slope, but I can skido and smell like everything is grand, Rio, or even sing a hymn or maybe dance like Neo till my body starts to ache and I get swole. Tebo, I know I got her in my palm, trio, and monitor every single move like a P.O. And we know nothing lasts forever, even seasons change, you can tell that by the weather. So baby, let it rain, let it storm, or let the wind blow like Chicago in the fall. I love the city like a set, I'm a rapper well, I put my stamp on the official.
Yo, that was Quest-Son, right? From Queen City of Dreams. And my man Frog said he was just kicking it with these cats, man.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, that's what's up.
Real so cool, real cool people, man.
Yeah, that's right, man. Look, speaking of cool people, who we got, man? My brother RTL, he's in the podcast
you're
with us, man.
Me?
Yeah, I was asking you, man. See, I'm just going to say this. RTL, man, what's up, man? Tell the people what's good.
What's good, man?
I know my guy Frog's a little bit rusty because he's been gone for three weeks, man. Whoa. So I'm gonna give him a little leeway because I asked him who we got on the show, man, and he's like, "Are you asking me?"
He was like,
RTL, man. First of all, man, your name means reaching the lost.
That's right.
We were talking in the behind the scenes and live streaming. For all those that don't know about the live stream, you need to tune into that. But you were just talking about your whole mission is to be a commissioner. And get the gospel out. You know what I'm saying? Tell the people, you know, why is that your mindset? How did that come about?
Well, you know, for me, it's kind of crazy. I know we're talking about testimony. I'll be brief. But how I was one was kind of crazy. I was in the library saying to myself, I'm going to church this week. I just don't know what church I'm going to.
Wow.
And 2 seconds later, this a man who later become my pastor. I didn't know he was a pastor at the time. His name was Frank Irwin. He turned around and gave me a church card and said, "Hey, brother, I want to invite you to the church I go to." So I said, "Okay, I'll be there."
Yeah.
And it's amazing how just reaching out to someone, just talking to someone, how it can totally change their lives. I mean, you know, I was just out there just doing God knows what with God. Well, I knew what I was doing, but I was just doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And up until that point, I really didn't know who God was and how he could change my life. And so just in that brief moment, and we spoke maybe 5 minutes at the most, just enough time to give me an introduction and a church card and the church information. You know, that Sunday I went to church and I haven't looked back since. You know, it's been some rough days, some ups and downs. But, you know, it really goes to show you the power of reaching out, the power of outreach. So that's kind of been my mindset ever since. And then kind of being, like I said, being raised down there in the Virginia, you know, the Bible Belt area. And I'm sure, you know, Frog can attest to this, just coming back from North Carolina. You know what I mean? That's the Bible Belt, man. Somebody not knocking on your door, handing you a church card or telling you about some, you know, church event going on. It's crazy, you know what I mean?
It was cool, man, because I actually got to drive down the Billy Graham Highway.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool, man. I didn't get a chance to go see the library because we were running. We were, like, literally ripping and running, like, to airport and getting rental car and driving. So we didn't get a chance to actually stop by and see it. But, yeah, it's.
So, man, I've never been in the Bible Belt. Man, I haven't been to the South at all except for California. And that's not really, you know what I'm saying, the dirty. That is South from where we from.
That is not the South.
But, the West Coast.
You know what I'm saying? So I really haven't had too much experience being in that area, but I do know that, you know, when people come up from there, they are really more receptive to the gospel message when we hit them at the club. You know what I'm saying? We'd be like, yo, you need Jesus. Speaking of Jesus, we're going to run into this joint right here called Trunk Bump. It's featuring Jesus Instead of Gangs, my man RTL.
Yeah.
We're going to get it out there. Let's do this. Let's get the gospel out.
Down Christian on the beat. I see you on your feet. Yeah. Well, we want you to examine what you listen to, fam. Yeah. Ain't nothing but Jesus music banging in my whip. RTO, what's good?
Cars ride by with the booming system. Speaker turned up, about to blow the eardrum. Rock boss in the back, AI killer crossover. Young money ride blades in a 6'9 Nova. Hustle in the streets, trying to ball and get over. Fresh J's, ice chains, all a part of the culture. Prince of the city, King James on his game. On a tip and paint drip, call it purple rain. Got his homie riding scrubs, screaming out of your thug. Ladies loving like his cool James, in need of love. Two-way cypher in the ride, chair fire to spliff. Fast Fury in the streets, soul Tokyo drift. Ricky Martin beat that loca while they moving that coca. Number agent for the loot, he a fallen soldier. Knock 50 in the ride with his hand on the grip. Pump death in his ears, all it takes is a little bit. Tom Cruise, but his eyes wide shut. Claiming Christian pedigree, but a spiritual mutt. Got his money on his mind, there's no fear in his heart, kid. No fellowship with light if you live in the darkness and the beat goes.
Speakers turned up, faith, faith wobbling. Speakers turned up, faith, faith wobbling. Speakers turned up.
Speakers turn up, up, faith, faith, wobbling.
Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah.
Turn the music up.
Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah.
Physical's clean as a whistle. Go ahead and pump this. 212's pounding to give this justice. Lyrics about truth, can't corrupt this. Christ in my music, so it's filled with substance. I'm good without drove females and gun smoke. Radio make me laugh, almost coughed up a lung. Yo, leave listeners in a trance, you think it's a joke. Radio program, so you don't recognize what's dope. And I ain't speaking about drugs, Joe. I'm trying to stimulate the mind, you playing with the Play-Doh. Jesus Christ is the king, so my taste is like Prego. Swallow down with Faygo. Man, hey, bro, I'm harder than mad and far from a has been ripping with passion. Yeah, ignited the pack in. Serious, no acting. Punches I'm packing. It's everlasting. Give my gift to Christ the King, fam.
Speakers turned up, up, faith, faith wobbling. Speakers turned up, up, faith, faith wobbling. Speakers turned up, up, faith, faith wobbling.
Speakers turned up, up, faith, faith wobbling.
Speakers turned up, up,
faith, faith wobbling.
Speakers turned up, up, faith, faith wobbling.
Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah.
Turn the music up.
Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah.
Turn the music up.
Hi-hat. Snapping, snare beat, clapping, bass beat, bumping, drums beat, thumping, trunks beat, jumping, steady mean, mugging the beat, sounds good, but lyrics ain't saying nothing. Windows open, rolling slow motion, every other word's a foul emotion. Car next to you, pretending like they focus, like they don't know they're scared to death, but won't show it. But then we rolled up, being the system banging, whole car shaking, little do they know we praising. We out the sun, roof, hands is waving, yelling out the window, Jesus died to save me. Cross accepted, death rejected. Resurrected for sin to exit. But now it's crafting and the music is left in. We infiltrating with the gospel message.
Speakers turned up, up, faith, faith wobbling. Speakers turned up, up, faith, faith wobbling. Speakers turned up, up, faith, faith wobbling.
Speakers turned up, up, faith, faith wobbling.
Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah. Up, oh, yeah.
Turn the music up.
This your boy D-Mob and you rocking with the hotness on Yadada King Radio. Keep it locked. Ha!
I'm so high and when I blow by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so high and when I blow by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high.
Up in the sky, it's not a bird nor a plizzane, but
is my big KJO. They go, they so off the chisdane. Hey. And Christ, like when I say so, they go represent my nizzane. Love the way we break bread and make it simple and plizzane. My aim is not to get caught up where all the fame is. Still successful, young Cuddy gon' speak and claim he is. Even though these cowards try to get to where my brain is, interfere with my dreams and take them to where the drain is. Nah, I can't let that happen long as I'm living, cause I know God is my strength, but I'm only strong as my vision. Only a couple of things I depend on as a Christian. That's faith in his spirit so I can rise cause he's risen. Now they say I'm rather unusual, but not as much as Christ. Getting nails without the cuticles. One thing I know is I'm rare, cause the gospel I share, cause what y'all talking about just don't compare. Fly!
I'm so high and when I go by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high. So high. So high. So high. I'm so high and when I go by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high.
Consistent with my flow, inconsistent with my delivery. I switch up and mix up these haters who set out to injure me. Apparently, I got on repel and keep them from wearing me down. Born with a sound mind, no scaring me. I'm thankful that I'm able to travel through life with freedom. Christ, I need him and I never please him if I don't believe him. To do everything that he said he would do, so I won't leave him. Just receive him in the plans he got for your life, you'll achieve him. That's why I love him. Never put no other God above him, cause all they do is lie just to hang you out to dry. So as I run this race, I spread my wings about to fly, terminate my flesh and press to get my whole house to die. Yeah, now we forever loving Yahweh. We live up to what we write. Why y'all just talk that blase, blase? I'm a stranger, so unlike you, I take over what you fear. So don't hate when you see us elevate out this atmosphere. Fly!
I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high. So high. So high. So high. I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style. And you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high.
I'm so fly, always my topic. And I'm so high, I need a cockpit. He cleaned up my life, but my life was so messy. Can't ever repay, forever owing like Jesse. And if your way and your way, then ooh we gotta fight back, get your arms strong like Louie. Turn and go the right way, forget what them other haters and doubters might say.
Be a butterfly, sometimes gotta lead that cocoon. Gotta shut an eye, pay no attention to them buffoons and baboons. Cause soon, you float high like a balloon. Plus, half of them are cartoon characters like Looney Tunes.
Flow high. Now let's go to the upper room, 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 room. Sweep issues away with the broom, room, room, room. I got God, so Satan meet your doom, 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 doom.
Drop top on a villain and it go vroom, 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 fly.
I'm so high and when I flow by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so high and when I flow by, you can check out my style and you'll say I'm so high.
Yeah, fly. I'm so fly, baby.
Yeah, that's my boy D-Mob featuring Canton Jones.
Canton Jones,
I'm
K-Jo.
So fly. Had a chance to meet Canton out at the Sunshine Fest.
That's right,
pretty
man.
Cool guy.
He put you to work right away.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say.
He got like, the same actually, mindset as me, huh?
Yeah, I know. I was talking to him. I was like, yo, man, I'm trying to get you for an interview. I was like, make sure you save me one of those posters. He's like, oh. And gave me like a stack of 100 posters. Here, go hand them out to people.
He made like, him work for that poster, dog.
I was like, okay. And then after like a minute or two, I was like, what the heck? I was like, this guy got me working for him. I went and gave him back to him. I was like, all right, man, I'll let you.
So we didn't get an interview. That's basically the gist of that
Man.
Hey, man, if you would have just been obedient, dog, and handed out the 100. All he had to do was hand out 100 posters. That's it, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's all love, man. So, look, man, speaking of RTL, we got you on, man. First of all, we want to say thank you for taking out your time to be
problem,
with us.
No problem, man. No problem.
We're going to talk about your album right here, man.
Yes, sir.
The album is called what?
It's called In the Beginning to Amen Exhortation.
Okay. Explain, you know what I'm saying, the whole concept behind that. And let us know what why did you name the album that?
Well, I mean, in the beginning, the first words in the Bible and amen, the last word in Revelation, it's like we have to preach everything from in the beginning to amen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this album really, really does that. You know, I don't go in trying to kind of, you know, take it, you know, a lot of people will take a verse of scripture, break it down, and make it into a song.
Yeah.
But I try to really address real life situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to address ladies, you know what I'm saying, in their relationships with men.
Yeah.
I even had a song, it actually didn't make this album, it was talking about fathers, and you know what I'm saying, how even though, you know, young men, you may not grow up in a household with a father in the home, but God is always your father and he always provides.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, from that to just songs of inspiration, keeping your head up, you know, staying encouraged. You know, I do have a track where I do get kind of preachy on there,
yeah,
called Go Back. You know what I'm saying? Really calling the church and God's people to go back to the day that you first got saved, when you really had that fire for God.
To the message.
You know what I'm saying? To that, when you had that zeal for God, you know, to kind of go back to that, to that place, you know. So the album really, really hits home. A lot of personal situations in my own life and a lot of people that I know personally. And, you know, that was the whole point behind it. And actually, funny thing behind it is I didn't come up with the name. You know, I had a few working titles. It wasn't until maybe, you know, the album was just about complete.
Yeah.
And I went back and looked at all the songs and I said, wow, this is really an inspirational type album.
Mm.
You know, to exhort means to lift up, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what I really want to do. I want to lift up my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And, you know, those people who may not know Jesus and don't know Christ are just going through some tough times, to let them know that, you know, Christ is the way.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that was pretty much the purpose behind this one.
Bob, was you about to ask something?
Was you about to add?
No. I mean, this guy made some noise and snapped like, yo, I got it.
He was like,
and he didn't have it.
My bad, man. So,
he was like, this album is
as usual, I'm doing some behind the scenes stuff. I won't call it what I usually call
it. Nah, he was like,
yeah, but
said,
don't call it that.
Frog said, I heard the album. It deserves two snaps and a twist.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I'm like,
whoa. Wow. Man, I'm just getting shot up today.
It's
man.
All good, man.
Dang.
Well, look, this is what I want to say. Yeah, we're going to give it to you, baby. But check it out. This is what I want to say, man. We're going to talk about, you know, just the whole process of getting your album out.
Mm.
Number one, I want to ask, what made you choose Christian hip-hop? You know what I'm saying? Because that's not the only way, really, to get the message of Christ out.
Right.
Was it something that you was just like, yo, I'm going to just hop into Christian hip-hop? Or was it like God was like, you know, slapping you up like, yo, Raheem, use this gift? Let me know how that, you know, all came about, brother.
Brother, that is a good question. That's a great question. And I'm going to be honest with you, to all those out there in the Christian hip-hop community, I was one of the people who was, I was totally out against it.
Yeah.
I really was. And it wasn't until, you know, I always had the gift of song. You know, I used to write little songs behind, you know, that I never let nobody, you know, see or whatever. And so it wasn't until my man Tay Love, man, he came out here, I don't know, maybe 5 years, man, it's been that long. My goodness, time, where's time gone? But
yeah,
he came out here and I asked him to come to my church at the time. I was going to New Destiny, Pastor Harmon down in Kent. And I asked him if he would come out and minister, you know, minister in song. And, you know, he and I go back, you know, ways. And I had known he had been doing Christian hip hop. He and I had actually butted heads, you know, because of it.
Wow.
And so, you know, I told Pastor Harmon, you know, I have a friend of mine who does Christian hip hop. You know, would you want like him to come out? He said, sure. Anyway, Tay Love comes out and he ministers. Man, and the response from the young people that he received that day was awesome. I'm very observant, and the young people usually come to church, you know, they either drug in by their parents, you know what I'm saying, or they come reluctantly. They don't come willingly.
Yeah.
And so Tay got up there and he ministered. I mean, the response, the reaction from the young people, that's what really, really pricked my heart. And I just heard God say, brother, why aren't you doing that?
Yeah.
You have the same gift, you have the same, you know, authority, you know what I'm saying, to do that. Why aren't you doing it? You know, it's like your gift is just going to waste. I gave it to you, almost like, you know, the parable of the, you know, of the talents, you know what I'm saying? I gave you this talent, now what you gonna do with it? So anyways, you know, after the show, I pulled Tay to the side and we, you know, we talked for, man, we talked about 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
And so you know, I said, man, you know, I really want to, I would like to do something like this. Who do I get in touch with?
Mm.
And of course, you know, he gave me, he said, man, I'm going to call you, give you my boy Marquise's number. You need to give him, you need to call him. And I called you that day, as a matter of fact.
And I even want to say this. What's crazy about me and him meeting up
yeah.
is we actually met in K&G
yeah,
like
we did.
Two days before it.
Yeah, we did.
And I was, you know, first of all, the guy told me his name was Raheem. Now, I ain't gonna front. When you hear somebody named Raheem, you're thinking like, okay, he might be a Muslim.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, Raheem.
Yeah, yeah.
Raheem is a real close to Shaheem.
It's a Muslim name, it is.
Or Mazheem.
No, it is. It's a Muslim name.
It is.
Yeah, so when he told me his name, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to be cool with him. You know, I'm going to see what's up with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we started talking about church, and he was like, yeah, I go to this church in Kent. And I was like, oh, that's what's up, man. I had my daughter at the time.
Yeah, she was, oh man, she was just born.
Yep, so I mean,
yeah,
since then we linked in, and then he was like, oh, I got your number from somebody. And he was like, wow, it's the same person. So it was like a God ordained thing, man.
Yes, sir.
And so you've been doing hip hop for how long?
Wow. I've been doing hip hop for Christ, I'll say, for about 4 years.
Wow, okay.
Before that, I did it, man, I had done it for a while. What's funny is I didn't do it, you know, there was about a 7-year gap where I just didn't do anything hip hop.
Yeah.
Everything I did was, you know, as far as playing the trumpet and things like that. But, you know, God never changes his mind about when he calls you to do something, you know what I'm saying? He's not going to change his mind about you not doing it, you know? So that was just something that it kind of just lied dormant for a while until it was a season where God wanted to use me in that. You know what I'm saying? And so now here I am, man, just, you know, just trying to be obedient to the call of God.
And I would say this, man. I feel like there's a lot of people that have that part where they're like, you know, I want to do music. And then it's like, man, I need to sit down and get stuff right. Mm. Sometimes God is not saying don't use your gifts, but he still wants to get your heart right. There's a lot of stuff that, I mean, the biggest thing is when somebody first gets saved, just because they were a big rapper in the world don't mean that they got to just start rapping for Christ right away.
Oh, yeah.
It's very important that the Bible even talks about this. Once somebody comes in, they need to be groomed. They need to get made right so that the message of Christ can be out and won't be... You basically, if a novice starts preaching, the Word of God says he can fall to pride.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like God does that. And some people just think, oh, man, I just had to stop doing everything for a while. But God was grooming you so that you could be who he wanted you to be versus, oh, yeah, this is the old Raheem I used to spit. Now I'm just going to spit for Christ and try to turn it around right quick.
Man, you know what's crazy about that? I learned valuable lessons. I remember a good brother of mine, man, Barry Allen, man, if you're watching, man, God bless you, sir. We were at Che's release party up in Seattle, and we were standing outside, you know, waiting for the show to get started so we can go in and be blessed by that. And we were talking, and I was, and this dude, he was, you know, had a record deal the whole nine before he came to Christ.
Yeah.
And so I asked him, you know, he had a, you know, he had cutlasses and all that, and we was out there looking at Sintayu's cutlass.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, and
shout out to the homie Sintayu.
Shout out to you, man. What's up, Seed? Yes. So I was like, man, why don't you rhyme? Why don't you, you know, you can still have a cutlass. And he looked at me, man, very subtle. He just said, nah, man, that's what got me on the path that I was on in the first place. Mm. He said, you know, it's right now. I think if I did that, it would lead me back into that life of sin. That's not something I'm willing to do right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just spoke volumes to me. I was like, wow. You know, I mean, you have the gift, sir. You had a major record deal.
Mm-hmm.
You turned it all away. You turned it all down and you came to Christ. You have the gift. But he was like, you know, I don't think that's the direction God wants me to go in. So, sir, you are it is correct, man. God does want us to sit down and be groomed. And even myself, I had to take a seat for a while and get some stuff right in my own life, man. That's why, you know, I haven't really done shows or anything like that in the last year because there were some things in my life that needed to be right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so...
And I mean, it's very important that we do that because without that, you know what I'm saying, everybody is gifted. Everybody has talents. Sir. But what makes a difference is, number one, I've been talking to somebody about obedience to God. When you're obedient to God, he's going to take even a little that you got and he's going to expand it.
Yes, he will.
When you're not obedient, all you got is the talent that you got.
Yes, sir.
And how many rappers are there out there?
Too many to count.
That's right. Let's say there's a million cats. But when you got God on your side, he allows you to stand out.
Yeah.
Man, and that's really what it's all about, man, with us, bro. We just want to be in the right standing with God. Look, man, we got this song right now that... we're going to be going into from a second from you called I Know.
I Know, yeah.
Tell the people about this cut, I Know, so that we can, you know what I'm saying, all understand what you were thinking when you came up with that joint.
Well, first of all, shout out to my man Trayvon. He helped me write it. You know, I can't take all the credit. But the song is really talking about, I know it's tough being a Christian. I know it's tough walking the this hard road, as I like to call it. It's not easy, the narrow path.
Yeah.
But you know what, man? You can make it. You know, you don't have to go back to doing the old things you used to do to get money. You don't have to go back. You don't have to resort to the things, selling drugs, lying, cheating, stealing, whatever you had to, whatever you did in the past to get by. You don't have to do that anymore. God knows what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? So it's really a call for people just to lean on God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And trust him that he's going to do what he said he was going to do, even though you may be tomorrow, you may be about to get evicted. Wait on God. He'll make something happen. I promise you.
Man, hey, that deserves a 21-gun salute. You know what I'm saying? So, look, this is what we're going to do. This song is called I Know. And I really feel like somebody out there needs to know that, hey, God does got you.
He got
God
you.
Is on your side. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. And, man, that's how we do it, man. We try to play relevant music that's going to hit you, the listener, so that you can yada the king with us. You dig? So, without further ado, we're going to go into this jam.
Yeah.
RTL.
Featuring
Chase Sutton.
Yes, sir.
Written by Trayvon.
Trayvon Conrad, yeah. Webster, man. What's good?
That's what's up, man. Yeah. So, don't go nowhere. Tune in to Yada That King Radio.
Yeah. But we gonna get you through it. Here's a little something to encourage you.
I know you got a lot of stress in your dear.
Turn it low.
Yeah, I know. Turn it low.
Yeah, turn it down. Just fade that out for the people. Yo, what's up, man? CR Soldier, man.
I know you was tough trying to do right, live safe. Okay. You in the mix, life's
cutting like a DJ.
Fam, take it easy. Hey. Faith walking breezy. Hey. Saints like Drew think you need a Hail Mary. Instant replay, rerunning what's happening. When life is tough, ass and acting. No retreat, time for action. Satan's always only attacking. When wall meets backing, you get discouraged. Then you wanna get the packing. What's happening? You asking God, Lord, please change my circumstance. But God is trying to change you, not that circumstance. Faith, gotta walk it out. Left on the right route. Life bananas, God ain't bring you this far to peel out. He's always there to the end since the day he met you. He never leaves us alone like bill collectors. Yeah, this ain't no FedEx Christianity. You got it twisted. God don't make no overnight celebrities. Move.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing. Trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, trying to get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way. Go back.
It gets hard. You fall star. You fall short. It falls apart. It hurts hard. It leaves scars. The trust gone. Hey. Your money a little funny, change a little strange, days a little cloudy, need shelter from rain, forget the law of rains as you start to reminisce about them rock boy days, money hand over fist. Hot as an iron stain, pressing your luck. Made bucks like Milwaukee, Cali, can't stay cushed up. Diamonds and pearls, prints, beautiful girls. Packing nines like September, pop bottles. You remember the days you threw some D's on it, stash box keys on it. Rats in the hood, scream, throw some more cheese on it, threes on it. Kicking packs, childish ways, hanging caddies,
never lack.
But what about the times you spent on court, doing bids, never show? Dirty Bird, Atlanta Hawk, all your homies lining chalk. Loud party, solo walk, minor league, major talk. The good, the bad, yes, all of that, you must remember looking back.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, trying to get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way.
It gets hard, you fall star, you fall short, it falls apart, it hurts hard, it leaves scars, the trust gone.
I'm holding your promise, cause Father, you promised that you would work all things for my good. See, Lord, I need this, cause Father, I promised my family I'll get us out of the hood. And though I try and try and try
to do the best I can,
it goes good, good, good,
but then it's bad again.
Oh, Lord, I'm calling, oh, Lord, I'm calling, cause I don't wanna do that, don't wanna go back, no.
Yeah, His mercy's good enough when life's not on the up and up.
Like 24s on the lock, you got to rise up and overcome like MLK back in 61. He'll close the doors on your arc when rainy seasons come. Not Superman, but he's something like a superhero. You can't do it, God's the one who makes your hero super. So quit that back, fall off the back. God ain't having none of that, like AP can't keep running back.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, trying to get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way. Go back, nine and up, four.
It gets hard,
nine up.
You fall star,
nine up.
You fall short.
Hey. It's your boy Killeen the Redeemed. And when I'm driving, man, through the Bay Bridge out here in the Prairie area, you already know when I Jehovah dust my iPod, I'm listening to the Yada the King radio show, man. So that means that 9 times out of 10 times, we praising the Lord 10 times. Yo, Don Christian, Frog, let's do it. Yada the King, man.
As we show up in the place, they like. Pump off the bass. Only by his grace that we rockin' on that stage. Driving on a narrow path, you could say I'm in a race. So if you is a rider in that Lexus or that Honda, please throw in that front liners and you know it's I quit music, but I never was a quitter. And them liners never follow, so just follow us on Twitter. Why you chillin' in the back with your face all bitter? If the music's too loud, baby, cry me a river. Pump up the bass when that beat comes on, homie, scrunch up your face. You know how we do it when we step up in the building. If you hate and chop and screw it, we don't never catch no feelings. We just
pump up the bass, 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 pump up the
Stunner shades on, my seat laid back. Cruising through your hood, speakers bumping in the back. We bump that life music, that get it right music. Yeah, that's how we like to do it. I'm on that show Baraka, I turn my life up. We increase the voltage, turn our light up. We turn the sin down. We making a statement, we turn the sin down. We speak to the nations, in grace and in patience. We building them up, they sick, they impatient. So we healing them up, more than lip service. So stay equipped, servants. Though they mock us, they can't stop us, stop us. I'm dark night with it, fearless. I'm left, right with it, marching. If we don't ever blow, I'm all right with it. So when your city's shaking, bass moving the crowd, don't look for a car, I'm just living out loud.
Faithful.
Got a gift I don't deserve, whistle standing grateful. My life is like the baseline, I hit him with the face full. How ironic, imperfect, but still bionic. With a boldness that'll start a riot, whistle starting fires. I'm getting higher in my horizon, the temperature's rising up in this booth as we let this bass boom. Some say that they all about the truth, but they all about the loop. Please don't confuse the two, and I am not Triple H, please don't confuse the two. If you see a lot of fakers, homie, I am with you. Mama ain't raised no fool. I let that bass bang, but not enough to let my trunk rattle. That is not cool.
Christian
from the Yada Da King Radio.
And I'm letting you know about the $50 for the whole summer sale that we got going on right now. You can advertise your music, your ministry, Whatever you're doing for the kingdom, you could do it here
on Yada Da King Radio. $50 for the whole summer, man.
So check it out. Email us at yadadaking@gmail.com and we can make it happen, Captain. It's King. Yada Da King.
Yo, they say you can't
chase us
when you're living for
the foreshadow. Available now. GenuineLife.com, iTunes, Amazon, The Bus Shop, HolyCultureDownload.com. Chase up the foreshadow.
Yo, what's up? We back, man.
What's
back,
good?
Man. Back, man. Frog is back, man. Hey, and I'm glad to see my brother Frog back, man. Frog, are you happy to be back, bro?
I am happy to be back. I'm just, it's taking a minute for me to adjust.
I would say this, man. My man, he's having a rough day today. He ended up ripping his contact wrestling with his wife today. Nah, I'm just playing.
Wow.
He ended up ripping his contact, trying to, you know, rub his soon-to-be-born child, you know, with one of his eyes, and it just ripped in his eye, man.
Hey, Mrs. Toad is in the chat room.
Well, what happened? How did your contact get ripped, man?
I pulled it out to clean it, and it just ripped.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to,
it's all good.
I'm trying to get a smile from my guy. I mean, he's over there messing with the cameras. He did get us looking right, though. If you see our faces, you know, I'm not the one you see first today, but, you know, you can see Frog. And Jay was asking about the lineup.
I'm in the captain seat today.
Praise God. He's the captain. Hey, and I have no problem, you know what I'm saying, you know, coming off the bench. You know what I'm saying? but I'm gonna be like Crawford to get the sixth man of the year,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? That means I come with some thunder. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of thunder, I seen one of the homies one of the basketball players, Jeff Green, the other day, man.
For real?
I seen him. We was at the club ministering. He's trying to be incognito. I said, what up, Mr. Green? And he was like, he walked by for a second. And then he was like, you know, gave me a little nod. And I was like, oh, man, that's what's up, man. He was trying to hurry up and get out of there. I feel him.
Yeah.
That's not the only player that you've seen recently, though, is it?
For the Thunder. I mean, that's, you know, I said the Thunder. So I was
They still out here?
No, some of them might live out here though.
I mean, they probably live out here. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, when he was a rookie, he was playing in Seattle.
Right, right.
So he might have just said, "Hey, I'm just gonna relocate out here."
Yeah,
stay out here. Yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty, you know, chill spot.
A lot of people like Seattle for some reason.
A lot of people like Seattle until they get stuck with the rain. Yeah. I mean, I'm one of them
traffic,
guys.
Yo.
Hey, Seattle's a nice place to be, man. It's just when you get used to something. Over and over again, like, I was born and raised in Seattle, so always seeing a new place is always different for me. You always like to see something new. So people who are out from out of town, they'd be like, "Oh, Seattle's a beautiful place," and oh my gosh, the pier and the waterfront and what's that one place called? I can't believe it's left my mind. It's like a tourist attraction, Pike Place Market. Like, oh my gosh, I have to go see Pike Place Market. I'm you know how many times I've seen that?
Hey, man, I really don't know why the Pike Place Market is such a big thing.
They love it. We took K-Drama down there. He loved it.
Yeah, I don't know. But hey, you know what I'm saying? That's like one neighbor's junk is somebody else's treasure.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of treasure, speaking of something new.
Hey, by the way, man, for those of you that are listening to the podcast, that was Frontliners, man. Pump up the bass.
That's right. Pump. Speaking of that, man, Frog, what happened when they did that joint? Because you just saw these cats, too.
Yeah, Frontliners was at the Sunshine Fest, too, man. Real cool guys, man. You know, shout out to Wit, Brother Wise, Prop One. You guys are real cool. It was hilarious. Wit got on stage and had a huge bag, and I was like, "What is in that bag?" And he popped it open. It was a whole like 50 red balloons, and so they threw it out all on the crowd. And then Pump Up the Bass came on, bro. That whole arena was knocking. Pump Up the Bass was crazy.
Man.
Like the bass was so loud, bro. Like, you had like a little ringing in your ear. But it was cool though. It was fun, man.
Basically, they almost damaged your eardrums. This guy just said, it was just a little ringing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they messed your ears up for life, man.
It was cracking. But It was cool though, you know, it was cracking. Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna front, man. From now
they
on,
they went hard.
From now on, I'm thinking about wearing earplugs at concerts, bro. I done been at some concerts, bro, and I'm like, turn up the monitors a little bit for me, and they just cranked the joint, dog.
Hey, there was somebody there with earplugs.
Hey,
he had a cape on too.
Cape on.
He had gloves on, and they called him Goggle Man. And he comes there every year. And I was trying to talk to him. He was like, I can't hear you. Because I was at the table. And he was like, I can't hear you. And I'm like, what are you saying? And he's like, hold on, let me take these earplugs out.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I mean, well, if you get some earplugs, it don't block all the sound. It just blocks the ear piercing sound.
Nah, it was really loud, though. Yeah. Because the music was banging. And he was like, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to talk. And he would always look at you with a blank stare. Like,
he was a Goggle Man.
But we thought it said Google Man, but I don't know. It was very interesting to see some of the people out there, man, because it wasn't a hip-hop show. It was predominantly Christian rock.
Mm. Wow.
And Holy Hip Hop had a platform, you know, a stage on the inside, so it's their second year doing it. So
I think it's kind of like, it's like that in all these different events that's going on nowadays where people are really trying to embrace Christian hip-hop.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we gotta understand, hip hop is the number one listen to music. You watch TV. Well, I'll say now, what they have done now is all music actually does sound the same. You know what I'm saying? To a certain degree.
To a degree, right.
You got pop music.
Right.
You got hip hop. You got R&B. All that stuff sounds the same. Then you got, you know what I'm saying, your country and rock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, even sometimes, even sometimes they mixing those songs together too.
Right, right. You got the country hip hop guy now.
So we got that gumbo. You dig?
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know what I'm saying, being new, as I was saying, Frog, man, I just wanted to, can you share with the people your whole testimony, man, how you came to the Lord? I think this is going to be powerful, man. Somebody needs to hear this, bro.
My whole testimony.
The power of a testimony.
Hey! The power of the testimony. Okay. Well, let's see. It all started when I was a young baby. what happened was, back in the day, man, my mom, she used to have, me and my brothers, we were, she had us to be in the Nation of Islam, so we were Muslims for a period of time, and then we went to a Baptist church after that, and then after that, you know, and even way before that, we were, she was going to my grandma's Catholic church.
Ooh.
So, I was confused. I was like, really? I was like, if there is really a God, I was like, all right, you got to prove it to me.
Yeah.
You know, I told her, I said, hey, if you're real, prove it to me. So years later, man, I wasn't really expecting it. You know, I met my wife and we were, you know, dating and stuff. And I was super heavily into the, you know, worldly ways. And she was backslidden, but she was still, you know, going to church and she was, you know, going to these Bible studies and stuff. And she invited me to this retreat that her and her friends were going on. It was a church retreat for the youth. And I just wanted to go because I was in Job Corps. I just wanted to go to get away from Job Corps, and be my baby.
And look what Jesus does, man.
Yes, sir.
And so
set him up.
And so we get there, and you know, me and my wife at this time, you know, we were arguing with each other because she wanted me to marry her because she was pregnant, and I was like, no, I was like, pump the brakes. Like, I don't know.
Pump the brakes and pump up the bass.
I was like, I don't know if we can do that. But we were arguing. So I pulled her aunt to the side and I was like, man, I don't really know what to do. She's arguing. And then all of a sudden, she started like talking to me and saying things to me that nobody knew, not even my wife.
Yeah.
And I, at that moment, I knew in my heart that God was real.
Cool.
And like, it was to the point to where I was crying, snot was coming out of my nose, like it was heavy.
Yeah, he got shot down.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I got gunned down. Now what's crazy was that before I talked to my aunt, we were in the Bible study. And I'm sitting there like, man, I don't know what none of this stuff is saying. This is baloney. And I was like, this is boring.
Yeah.
So and I didn't understand nothing, like something, you know, simple stuff. I can't remember what the scripture was, but when we came back in, I was like, I had like a smile on my face, like I could not stop smiling, and I was like filled with this joy. And we sat down, and the first scripture I read, man, I understood it, bro. And it was crazy because, and then later on when I read that about the scales dropping from the eyes, I was like, whoa. I was like, that happened to me because I didn't understand it right before, like 20 minutes beforehand. And then right when I surrendered my life, I understand what it meant. Yeah. I was like, that's crazy. And so I didn't even know this until afterwards, but my wife at that moment, that day, had decided that if I wasn't going to give my life, because she rededicated her life and decided to walk strong with the Lord. And she said, she told the Lord, she said, if he doesn't decide to walk with you like I'm deciding to, like for real, then I got to cut him loose.
Wow.
And see, that's how I know that me and my wife were supposed to be together. Because I ended up giving my life that day.
Wow.
And we've been going strong. We've been going
strong.
Strong.
You speak that. Amen. Go ahead.
Yes, we've been going. Hey, it's been a rocky ride, but praise the Lord. We've been married now for over 7 years, and we got four kids with one on the way. So, been very blessed. So,
14 you know. Kids, 7 years, man.
Wow. You guys four kids.
No, I'm messing with you, brother.
Golly.
Hey, you know, but he might get to that 14. I heard the most kids a woman can have is 32, just to put it out there.
Wow.
Now, man, first of all, man, no, that's a good testimony, man. Yes, basically, it was predestined not only for you.
Yeah.
You and your wife both got saved. Basically, really dedicated your guys' life the same day.
Yeah,
man.
Our birthday's the same. April 12th, 2003. And
Spiritual birthdays.
Yeah, yes. Spiritual birthdays. And we got married a week later.
What? Yeah.
After that.
Man, so you guys was on that track.
Man, yes, sir.
Fast track. It.
Yeah.
Hey, Raheem, man, I just want you to share your testimony. And we getting real personal. That's why I can call my brother RTL.
And
this cool.
And just there's more testimonies too, especially when you got this walk with Christ.
Yes, sir.
God gives you a whole lot of more testimonies throughout your life that you can use to share with other people, man.
So basically, your testimony ain't done till you done.
And not only that, our testimony is not just for us.
That's right.
It's for other people too.
You give it to them. Shoot them. So, man, tell him your testimony. How did you come to Christ?
Man.
You did talk about the whole Mace thing, man. His testimony really impacted your life. But
yes, sir.
What really how did God bring you into his kingdom?
Well, you know, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. My testimony, I can sit here and talk for hours. But, you know, man, I grew up, I was a very, very religious home. You know what I'm saying? We really didn't go to church like that. I knew there was a God. I just didn't know. I didn't have a relationship with him. Let's say that.
Hey, can I ask you something real quick?
Go ahead.
How did you guys have a religious home, but you didn't go to church?
When I went to church, it was because I went with my godmother.
Oh, okay.
You know, or, you know, family, friends, things like that. You know, me and my parents, we really didn't go to church. But I always grew up knowing that, you know, God was real, Jesus was his son. You know the basics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you don't realize that it takes a relationship.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, growing up in that you know, growing up in that, you know, knowing there's a God but not having a relationship with him was kind of crazy. I moved out here back in 94.
Yeah.
You know, went to high school, same thing, very religious. We actually did go to church more though, but it was still very religious. So, man, I made a lot of bad decisions, you know what I'm saying? I got married really young, you know what I'm saying? And that was just a disaster, you know, to say the least, because neither one of us had God in us, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so, really, man, I started, you know, there were some things that happened that I let affect me, and I just really, really started wilding out, drinking, clubbing, smoking, you know, fornicating. You name it, I've done it. You know what I'm saying? To say the least. I'm not going to get into detail, but you name
credit
it.
Credit card stealing?
Yes, sir.
I've
done it.
My brother was telling me, man.
Hey, no, I just RTL. Named something, man. That was funny.
You name it, I've done it.
He never told you about that?
Yeah.
He didn't tell you about that?
Man, come on, man. We ain't got to put his business out there.
No, like it's cool, man.
No, but what he was telling me was like, wow, this guy really got away with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
don't try it from.
You talk about
from, the, no, stay away from.
The car stay, boosting.
Yeah, yeah.
This dude would.
We would boost.
I'm going to let you tell it, bro.
I had this little enterprise where we would, you know, I would illegally steal cars, and I wouldn't have to use a crowbar or you know, anything else. I walk to the dealership. They give me the keys and then and let me walk out with the car. And so, man, it was just, I would go in and show them a phony check and be like, man. Yeah, I got this money. You know, what's up with the car? And they would run, you know, I had it set up. You know, I had people working in different different places who could, you know, make it seem like it was a good check. But the check was faulty. Once, you know, it takes a week or so for it to bounce and go on through. But in that time span, I mean, I would get rims. I mean, whatever else. I mean, I would hook the car up, stereo system, you know, whatever. And I must have did that 3 or 4 times before. I mean, it was just like, it was all like, hey, what kind of car you want? Oh, you want a Bentley? We can go get you a Bentley. I got this check, you know. But, you know, it did eventually catch up with me, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. I remember the day I got pulled over when it all came crashing down on me. I got pulled over and for a speeding ticket. I mean, it was something minor. And then, you know, guy pulls me over, give him my license and everything like that. He runs it in the system. He says, Mr. Powell, you step out of your car, please say, for what, a speed ticket?
Yeah.
He says, nah, there's a bench warrant for your arrest.
Wow.
For auto theft, you know. And, man, praise God that, I don't know. To this day, I still don't know how I got out of that one.
Yeah.
I really don't. But,
God.
And so, with all that going on, what wound up happening was I was in the military at the time. My unit deployed to Kuwait, and so I actually came back here after the whole car thing happened. They were going to put me in jail. My commander worked something out with the, you know, with the police in the city of El Paso, Texas.
Go ahead.
And then I wound up being able to come back here to I wound up coming back here to Washington to visit my family and everything. And actually, I was telling Tay Love the story. Crazy, yeah. Man. I was telling him a story, and he was ministering to me. He was like, hey, bro, you know, just telling me about Christ and how God can work everything out and so on and so forth. And I remember him looking at me saying, bro, you know, he was dropping me off. I was staying with my uncle at the time. He says, man, I might not be here tomorrow, but if I die, I want to die, you know, evangelizing, you know, and just telling you about God.
Wow.
And so that very night, he was in a car accident.
Oh, man.
Oh, my. I called him up the next day because I really started. I had a case of beer. You know, I was about to go get drunk or whatever. He's talking to me about this Jesus guy. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. You know.
Yeah.
So the next day, I called him up because what he said really hit home. And his mom answered the phone and said, man, Todd's been in an accident.
Mm.
And so thankfully, he was okay. You know, everything. His car was totaled.
You talking about Tay Love.
Tay Love, man.
Oh, okay.
His car was totaled, but he was okay. So, you know, maybe 2 weeks later, I was in Kuwait, you know, and really, really was dealing with it. I didn't have alcohol, you know, because it's a dry country. You can't drink. There was no women because it's not, you know, once again, it's a dry country. You know, there's no, it don't go on like that over there. You know what I mean? There's no clubs.
Yeah, we need to make the United States dry.
Yeah, yeah. There's no clubs. You know, the women over there, you know, you can't look, even glance at a man that you're not married to.
Wow.
I mean, it's old school, Old Testament law over there.
Yeah.
You look at a man you're not married to, you'll get stoned, and then that's just it.
Man, that's
and so the women keep their heads focused straight ahead or on their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, and without those vices to kind of go to, I was kind of forced to look at my life and really start to make some changes. And there was a pastor who had came over there who was doing some missionary work in a Baptist church. And I went to a couple services, and he really began to preach. And you begin to hear God just speaking to your heart, just speaking to your situation. And then one day I was sitting there, and I said, enough is enough, man. I'm tired of living this life. I'm tired of waking up and, you know, you wake up in different people's houses on the floor and, you know, strange rooms and, you know, next to people you don't know how you got there and who they are. And I said, you know what,
some coyote,
you know what I mean, coyote ugly, for real. You're like, I'm just tired of living this life, you know. And, yeah. And that very next Sunday, man, he didn't have to, he was going into the benediction and I was walking up there like, yeah, I'm ready to get saved, man. And so really, it took God taking me to another country.
Yeah.
And then you think about Kuwait, the area, the history, Abraham, our spiritual forefathers. And, you know, you read the Old Testament and how God dealt with them in those places.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's amazing to me how God took me over there and says, hey, man, I got to deal with you like I dealt with Abraham. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wrestle with you a little bit and then we're going to, you know, change your name and get you on a new path.
So
So yeah. Look, let's do this, man. We're going to go to your cut right here called Feels Good. And it's talking about, man, it feels good to be saved.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
It does. Feels good to throw that old man away and not wake up to some coyote ugly chick that I met last night. So look, we're going to run into that song right quick. It's Yada Da King Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Cack it up. Yeah. Top drop, just letting the sun breeze through your braids. Yeah. Let's go. When I wake up in the morning, rolling out of the bed, I ain't gotta remember all the little things I said.
It feels good.
Rolling over to a beautiful wife, not some coyote ugly chick that I met last night.
It feels good.
Not getting popped by the county patrol, trying to lie about my name and all the stuff I stole.
It feels good.
Now with the homies blowing Joe in the wind, coming home, wifey screaming out.
I
remember top interviews, white shirt all buttoned up, couldn't pass the drug screen. Now wiser, child games all put away. Praise be to God, give it up.
Yes, sir.
I let my head grow long, had that Kobe hang time, man. I had so many picks, could have called me prime time. Now my head game's tight, reppin' Christ in the hood, and man, it feels good. Oh, so good. The best okay. of them, smoke with the rest of them, club lights I was in them, world swag heavy denim, right, sex many strange women. Yeah, my roots was hardcore, the world screamed.
Do you want more?
It was all fun and games till my soul got hurt. Christ owns a million hills, I was on the outskirts. Heavy load on my heart, so I sought the truth to pacify how I live, what I got's for proof. Couldn't stand what I saw, had to face the pain. New addition to the faith, couldn't stand the rain. Now my heart gains changed, no more fronting on the surface, in line with the word, y'all, but nah, I ain't perfect. No more creep in the streets.
I ain't gotta turn my celly off.
No chasing Foxy Vivica's.
I ain't tryna set it off.
Dark to the light just like I should. And man, it feels good. Oh, so good.
That I'm living what masses are giving up. Grace was afforded to this wretched man to live it up. And oh, how I ripped it up, even as a prisoner. Chained to the gang, he still told me to get it up. Oh, it feels good to be free, yep, yes it is. Roll with the brethren with personality differences. Yep. Love them all the same though, spiritually sensitive. Masses ear hustle, it's a common youth mention him. Some don't believe him, others won't receive him. I understand better now, no way to deceive him. People modernize the gospel to being separated, but holiness informs the world, we're still segregated. No default in this risk it indecision. You won't automatically make it in, you gotta be with him. Feels good to comply with GRACE and to trust him at his word till it's what we see. Yes, sir.
A new call, you got clothes on your back. Don't be ashamed.
You're listening to Yada Da King Radio. Jesus is cracking.
I may be missing a few marbles, that I'm a few French fries short of a happy meal, that I'm just not all the way there. But see, really, I disagree, because I believe that I lost all my marbles, and my happy meal didn't even have any French fries, and I've completely lost it. Like, I ain't got no sense at all. Like, really, somebody just needs to,
get your boy a padded room and a straight jacket. If you got a tight V, baby, I will jack it. Ain't about the money, homie, souls I'm stacking. I'm so nuts, so let's get it cracking. Extra credit mixtape, let's get it backing. Let me give you what the music industry is lacking. Double barrel punchlines, baby, I'm packing. It ain't even dinner time, I'm just snacking. Crumbs on my mouth, somebody give me a napkin. I will have you yelling like the Martians are attacking. If you're feeling sick, my medicine's fast acting. Goes down smooth, but it's tougher than tenactin. Eating up a track like my middle name, Pac-Man. Heaven is a motor, but the music is a trap, man. Can't nobody tell me that I don't know how to rap, man. Lot of lost sheep, so it's time to bring them back, man.
I get straight, I get straight, I get straight.
Yeah, like I said, I think I'm, I get crazy. Like I'm really, like I'm dangerous. Like it's not a good thing. Like, you know, I mean, I may just like go off on some like hickory dickory fee fi fo fum. This is not a fairy tale. It's the beat of my drum. I ain't got no sense. I just had to get dumb. Yeah, I love God. Now I wanna have fun. Do your daggy get light? Just jerk, get hypey. God did the work. See my brand new lifey. Not of this world. See my brand new psyche. So brand new. Now I'm looking for a wifey. The Omega Fresh Crew. You know that we mob 'em. Scooping up the little homies, and I gotta job 'em. It don't matter where. If you got a problem, let me introduce you to a man that can solve 'em. If you got a rainy day, he's a change the weather guy. If you got some pain today, he's a make it better guy. He is the greatest shorty, I ain't never lie. He said, holla at me and you will never die. Yeah, like,
I'm crazy. Hey! Yeah, that was Frog's theme song, He Gets Crazy. I Get
By
Crazy.
Young Chosen.
That's right. Matter of fact, Young Chosen is about to come out with a mixtape with DJ Wade O.
Another one.
That's right, man. Wade O is a
just grinder. Just drop an album.
Hey man, some cats want to do the mixtape thing.
Yeah, mixtape, but when you do big right now, man.
But when you do mixtape after mixtape after mixtape, I mean, drop an album.
That's
just my own personal preference.
That's right.
Drop
that's
an album.
I'm big on albums too, but I mean, sometimes cats got, you know, the.
Well, I'm just saying, if you can write all these lyrics.
Sometimes people have original mixtapes.
Right.
They just call it mixtape.
But mixtapes are big right now, and they move faster too. So
if it's free, cats go get it.
He's gonna get it.
I
understand.
How many beats have you got from a producer that was free because you downloaded it for free?
I understand the promotion, but I'm
free
just saying.
Free mixtape.
You know, I'm just saying.
So, you know, Young Chosen, man, for my brother Frog's sake, can you drop an album? Speaking of dropping an album, we're gonna talk to Raheem RTL. Yeah. Right, RTL. Look, we want to know.
Can you get his name right? Thank you.
We want to know, when is your album dropping? Is how the people going to be able to get a hold of this joint? What's good?
Okay, October 8th, Friday at night, October 8th is when the album's going to drop. You know, originally, initially we were supposed to drop a little while back, but then, you know, we kept adding more songs and it kept, you know, kind of conflicting with people's schedules. But yeah, October 8th.
He said to clear his throat. Like,
I wouldn't talk about you.
My bad.
It's all good, man.
He gave him that. My bad.
It's all love, man. So,
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Man, don't do that again.
So, Friday night, October 8th, live at the Corridor in SeaTac. You know what I'm saying? Myself, Genuine Life. Frog from Frog and Toad, you know, the Holy Rock crew, Velvet, my man, Original, Soul Sound, the ladies of Soul Sound. If y'all haven't heard of them, I'm telling you, you'll be blessed.
They're nice.
They're nice.
Are they the ones that they're do nice. Reggaeton?
No, ones they sang with Jamila Payne at last year's ITM Awards.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, their sister, Brandy from Soul Sound, we have a song. On the new project.
Yeah, I know who that is now.
Right.
Yeah.
She came to the studio.
Okay.
And so, the whole focus is my wife, she really questioned me. She called me out, man, I love my wife. So she keeps me straight. And so, she said, what's the purpose of an album release? Are we just celebrating you, or is there ministry involved? So, really, I had to really sit back and think about that, you know what I'm saying? And so, I really wanted to focus this one on something, give back to the community, and not just take from it. You know, it's good to drop an album, and it's good to be celebrated. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it is.
It's good to be celibate.
Right. To celebrate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, you know, we wanted this time. You know, last album release, you know, it was kind of just testing the waters. You know, and so this year, we really want to minister to the homeless people in our community. They just shut down City Team. Well, actually, it's been about a year now. They shut down City Team Ministries, which was a homeless shelter that housed over 400 people a week. 400 homeless get provided meals and everything else, and now that's gone. And so with this, we're asking everybody who comes, we want to pack the corridor out.
Yeah,
for real. We want to.
Yeah, pack the corridor out.
Yeah, we want to pack the corridor. We want to get as many people to come as possible. And everybody who comes, we're asking that they bring a non-perishable food item. And so with that, you get enter into the raffle.
Wow.
Which is, you know, we're giving away a pair of Jordans. We're giving away a copy of Madden 2011.
The pair of Jordans are signed, right?
Apparently, I wish.
Oh, I thought they were signed. I thought LeBron signed it.
Okay, why would LeBron James sign some Jordans, dog?
I don't know.
Okay, no. Look. That's an infraction, dog. That's a penalty.
I know.
You gonna have LeBron James, who got his own shoe, come sign his Michael Jordan?
Yeah, he is signed with a Jumpman though. LeBron is.
He is.
Yeah, he got his. I don't know if it's Jumpman, but he has his own Nikes.
Yeah, but he ain't signed with Jumpman.
Nah. He doesn't.
Because do I mean, Jumpman is a part of Nike as well.
Right. So. But you know, we're giving away all those items, and we're giving away free haircuts. Shout out to my man Vincent Parker.
Yeah.
Lost Star Barbershop. He's really done a lot for me. He's been behind the scenes doing a lot, and you know, he's been willing to open up his barbershop and donate for a few haircuts. If you need a cut, man, that's the dude to go see.
Yeah.
For real, down in Kent, Washington. You can check him out, loststarbarbershop.com, for more information. I mean, make you an appointment. But yeah, you know, we're really, really trying to impact the homeless here. You know, we really want to make a dent and the amount of homeless that we have, and in doing so, you know, we're really calling. You know, you say you're saved. I got brothers that's coming from Bremerton. It's like, man, we're coming. We're going to bring. I want the people. If you can hear me, I want you to make me work. You know, what I'm saying. I want to have to rent a U-Haul to haul all this food down there to the shelter, because we're going to be giving it to the rescue mission. And I can't say their name legally because they're not allowed to partner with different people. They have, it's different city sanctions that they have. But I want to show up Monday, Saturday morning with a U-Haul, 27-foot U-Haul truck just full of food to, you know, to really help offset, because everybody who used to go to City Team, now they've migrated down to Tacoma, you know, or they've gone further north, you know what I'm saying, really seeking refuge from their homeless state, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we really, really want to impact that. That's our goal. We want to provide over 3,000 meals. And that sounds like a lot. Yeah. But if you get, you know, if 300 people bring 300 people bring two cans apiece, you know, one can feed two people.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? And that adds up real fast. So it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. And you know, that's the focus. But yeah, you know, of course, the album. You know, the album is dropping. It's been a long time coming. We worked really, really hard, put a lot of effort, time. Mm-hmm. You know, I thank God.
I've been in the studio half the time.
Yeah. You know,
been in the way.
He's got some bangers.
So you know, I got.
I would have to say this though, man. This album is probably way better than your first one, bro.
Yeah, I would say so too.
And you really did an excellent job, man. And there's a lot of growth in this album, you know, from the
snippets, man.
Yeah.
From the little snippets that I've heard off this new album, man, it's really gonna be nice. Like,
I'm gonna say this for all the artists out there: if you come out with an album and your album sounds the exact same as far as your lyrics,
that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. That means you didn't grow. Our job as artists, if somebody came out with the same movie over and over again, right, who's gonna go watch that?
Right. And it's not just for rappers or singers. It's anything that you do, you should always get better the next time you do it.
Yeah, right. Make it better, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You dig, man? So we speaking of better, we got this album dropping to better the kingdom. It's called Exhortations from Beginning. Exhortations.
Did you change the name?
No, it's in the beginning to amen, exhortation.
Yeah.
I just said that.
No, you didn't. I did exhortation.
Myself.
No.
Did I correct myself?
No, you didn't.
I did.
You were starting to correct yourself, and as you were going into the correction.
But he was correcting it wrong.
I did still, correct still it. Still I said, in the beginning to amen.
Okay.
Exhortation.
Just for you guys that are listening. It's,
this is what Frog wants when he's on the show. He wants to just argue with me.
In the beginning. No, I'm doing the graphics, so I know the
in
name.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
In the beginning to amen.
Exhortation.
And so it's not a part of in the beginning. It's a next part to it, like a chapter.
Hold up, my guy, right? He ain't got a shout.
I just want to shout out to my man Frog and my man Marcel, man, for they did some
faux filler,
dude. I mean, the graphics is ridiculous.
So if you need some graphics, holla at your boys.
Yeah, holla at them, and they did an outstanding job.
All right, man, plug the people with your contact info right quick. How can they get a hold of you?
Once again, you know, you can find me on MySpace. I'm sorry, yeah, Raheem Reaching the Lost in MySpace, Facebook, you know, www.facebook.com/RaheemP, highlightrtl.com. If you're trying to contact me for a booking, Raheem Powell, Raheem Powell, Powell, at Hotmail. And you know what I'm saying? You can find me there, man.
That's what's up, man. So be on the lookout. We also going to have tickets for your release party.
Oh, yeah. And that can be found on genuinelife.com.
That's right. And you want to make sure you get those tickets.
Yeah.
Tell people about it. You know what I'm saying? And Man, me and my brother RTL, we sit big right now. We want to thank you for being on the show with us, man.
No problem, man.
Hey, I mean, it was some good stuff.
Yes, sir.
So let's sit big. We got my man Jason sitting big. He got a new album that is doing it big.
Hey, from what I heard, that album goes hard.
I'm about to buy it when I get my tippers back up.
Yes.
You dig? Let's get it.
Up on these 66 books that have flipped your script. Your 22s, they need a lift. This is our life source, call it my IV. Your whip got dual exhaust, homie, this word is God breathed. You ain't peep the text, it give his name glory. Old and new like Siamese twins, cause they tell the same story. Profitable for correction, rebuke our misdirection. Cleanse our corruption, instructions, how I like your Christ reflection. So I know you're sitting big, I peep your rims on shine. You stuntin' like your daddy, but I'ma live like mine. Cause the word raised up within me daily. I be dying more, dying to myself. That's what I call a suicide door. So how I love that? No, how you love this? Climbed on my life and gloss and fine. Ever since I've been blood dirt. So you won't catch me riding dirty, but you would catch me rise from worldly systems. Ever since I've been with him on his word, I'm standing firm. See the sun like you're riding with the roof blown. I'm talking poof gone, and that's not a magician. He removed the tints, we see the world through these proper lenses. Don't get it twisted, cause I lean when the song bump. Yeah, that's my team called in the truck. My team's strong, they pick me up. The king's throne, we lift the night. We sing songs that give it up. If you ain't on, you're tripping, boy. 66 books in the scriptures we put our trust in. That's 66 books that we look to that help us crush sin. We are like dead men, there's no way I bless wind. You say I soft your leather ears, the text is what we rest in. I ain't got no gun with the race, my fam run with me. Speaking of paint, see how I change when the sun hit me. Switching lanes, getting dope. The Kang is who I'm spitting for. I'm 66, we sitting deep. Your whips is really sick.
Living for my L shit, die, fuck them like some metal nines. Just watch your fellow shine, smart spit with ghetto rhyme. Your boy's brave with the page, spitting the yellow rhyme. Never give them leather whenever I'm licking letters. Who's a iller than skiller? Now I'm sicker than ever. I can sneeze with the cheese and cough with the bosses. Leak life in a game while they drawing their coffins. Man, this calling is awesome. My baller will give the cross in. Shake foes out of their clothes, the flows lost them. A new weapon's exposed to grow God's men. Spit mocks my wristwatch. Fam, it's all gems, and it's all him. Got me in some tall Tims. This is the making of David, leaving a star slim. Sending enemies up a creek with no Dawson. Pinning with East for the week so they can draw strip. The road is rough, but I'm getting rough, yeah. The road is tough, but I'm getting tough, yeah. Say what you gotta say, say do what you gotta do, do. But the mountains in my way, man, they gotta move, move. They gotta move, hey, they gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move, move. What? They gotta move, hey, they gotta move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move. I'm out of space with
the rhythm, lakes in the written, sweat life making the killing, cause what I'm taking is spitting out of. Afraid of the snakes and they venom, take them and sit them in their place, cause the faith that I'm wielding breaks down the villain. Learn from the past and the present, passing the stress, and as I bask in his presence, man, I'm asking them questions, advancing his essence that leads to some passion and stepping, sharper, blasting the weapon like I'm acting the western. The cat is a veteran, no gas, I'm in the raptures from heaven. You can keep the six shooter, man, I'm clapping, I'm seven. I'm after my brethren for the one who dispatched the 11. Serious about his business, cause the math is aggressive. I'm laughing at threats and they melting like wax in the desert. They traps us and dress up, trying to paint green and grass and suggestions. But I'm fast with the lessons and I smash with discretion. And I won't sleep till I'm in my casket and rest. The road is rough, but I'm getting rough again. The road is tough, but I'm getting tough again. Say what you gotta say, say do what you gotta do, do. But the mountains in my way, man, they gotta move, move. Oh, they gotta move, hey, they gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move, move. What? They gotta move, hey, they gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move. Yo, mama, the genres, this is mobs, it's lasagna. Don't get more gangster than that poppin' imposter. I get low, that's my pocket for popper. Paying dues in this game cost to the rocker. Dog, this game is a giant tossing a rock up. It costs though to throw when the forehead is more red. Got my staff playing this part because the flow's red. Now let's speed it up, folks, because the slow's dead. Get it done when I'm on the mic, cause I hold the light and the flow is tight. Like, show you right. Backhand snakes just like throw the mic. Gotta watch out for the cobra vice. Tryna have you looking slow like strobe to light. I'ma show them how soul to fight. Let them pop, now stop with Jehovah's mic. Seen in a way that's oversight. But I spit when I live in a phony light. Heat when I speak, cause it's cold at night. Get a fire in the fire and they on the right path. Know they like that, bone the right path. Bone to fight back, bone to fight back. Get them with the tennis, hit them with a vision. Living for the mission and it's over like that.
Yeah, that's my boy Sharp Skills, man, and it's the Mountain Movement, baby.
Hey, believe it or not, man, that song is actually featured on this new movie that's coming out, The Takers.
Don't just believe it or not, believe it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because it's there.
Because it's there. Man, big shout out to Sharp Skills, man, doing big things down in Cali.
Yeah, we still got RTL with us, man. He's in the building.
Yeah,
with us.
We can't hang up on him.
Yeah, we're gonna kick him out. Hey, he wanted to share this verse with us, man, as we were talking about the power of testimony. Is that good, bro?
Yeah, that's good. Revelations 12:11, and it says they overcame by him. Let me start over. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
Yes, and when so, it says overcame him, who they talking about?
Talking about the evil one.
Okay.
I like the King James Version said they overcame the evil one. But, you know, really, it's just talking about how we how we overcome, but how we persevere.
Yeah.
You know, how we make it over by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. It's about Christ in us, you know what I'm saying? And that's ultimately how we'll be victorious.
Yeah.
You know, it's just really, really testifying, speaking it into existence, as you told my man Frog earlier. Speak it into existence and you'll be victorious every time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I mean, that the word of God is number one. It has to be there for you to be an overcomer.
It does.
You're not going to overcome nothing in this spiritual walk without the word of God.
Yeah.
But it's also take the word of God and you will add it with somebody else's testimony that says, hey man, I applied this word of God. It's just like when somebody, let's say if you had a good experience at some kind of store, mm-hmm. where this guy hooked you up, you got the stuff and you say, hey man, this guy is the truth. Everybody else is selling the same stuff,
right.
But the way that this guy hooked me up, man, you need to go see that person.
Right.
Now, 9 times out of 10, if this is my homie and he tells me that, I'm going to go check this joint out.
That's right.
I'm going to go check it out. So when you tell your testimony, it has the same power. You know what I'm saying? Frog, man, you got a testimony that you wanted me to share, you wanted me to read. Where's that at? Go ahead and pull that up. I'm just going to share my testimony, man. I'm one of them kids that grew up at church. I really didn't get into trouble. because I really try to stay out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? So my brother Frog just showed me the testimony, and it's like a paragraph. I think
it's more than a paragraph.
It's a book. But anyway, man,
he wasn't playing. Dang, there's another one.
Yeah, check it out. This is what happened. I grew up in church, and you know what I'm saying? And my parents, they actually lived out what they talked about. And I had the opportunity to, say the prayer, get my life straight plenty of times since age 7. That's the first time that, you know, I probably was watching TBN late night. I was shook because they were like, hell, hell, hell. You know, and I'm like, no. You know what I'm saying? So I said the prayer. You know what I'm saying? But at age 12, I understood that it's a relationship that I had to build with God. So I started building that relationship, connecting with God, getting everything in right alignment. And since then, I've been growing. And I would say this, man. I'm one of the people that never drank, never smoked, didn't have sex till I was married. But God is still working on my testimony. As my brother RTL and Eric were saying, we have to understand that as we live this life, our testimony is still being built. So I have to, as Paul said, run this race and not forget what I've already obtained,
right,
but live up to what I've already obtained. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was weird because we a lot of us know the situation with certain Christian rappers that, you know, they had testimonies that were bona fide testimonies. But, you know what I'm saying, they put those songs out and now they have another testimony. God had to heal them from this. And, you know, I was just saying, not to condemn them, because I don't condemn them. I thank God that they're back on the right track right now. Mm-hmm. But that just shows that our testimony isn't done until God finishes us.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And when God finishes us, we're going to be gone from here.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to work on this testimony every day. As Frog said, there's different stuff that I could share from yesterday that is a part of my testimony now. Why? Because God is continuing to make and build me into the man of God that he wants me to be, man. So, I mean, I just want to say, man, if you got a testimony, share it. If you want to have a testimony, all you got to do is ask Jesus into your life. He's right there wherever you're at. He's willing. He wants to put you on. He wants you to put you on, right?
Yes, sir.
He's trying to get you on the squad, the God squad. You know what I'm saying? Yada that king. And that's a line from Frog CD. I think I spit that on Frog CD. The illustration. Go check it out.
Yo, that joint is hot. So this is what I'm going to do for Raul Rodriguez. Since that's a huge testimony, it's going to be in the discussion forum on the Yada Da King radio show. So you can see it. I'm going to post it. I mean, if I sat here and read it, man, or if even Don Christian read it, you know, every once in a while he has issues reading.
Come on, man.
Man, it's gonna take a minute. So and we'll probably lose a lot of listeners just from
This is what I want
to
say.
I just posted it. So if you want to go check it out, go to facebook.com/
Yada.King.
Yada.King. YADAHDAKING.
And click on the discussions. Mm-hmm. We want to pray, man. Is it cool? We're gonna pray for the homie from God Kings that actually passed away. Man, he actually, God Kings, for all those that don't know, is a Christian R&B group. He actually drowned, man. At a mountain. They were just having a good time and he ended up drowning, man. So this dude is like my age and he ended up drowning. So let's just pray for him and the family.
Yes, sir.
As my guy, Mike from ABG, he keeps sending me this to pray for them as he was in here with us. So let's just pray real quick. Heavenly Father, we just come praying for the Aloe fam.
Yes,
we dear God, we pray to God that you would keep their heads up, oh God, as this is a tough time losing a family member. Dear God, I pray to God that you would be there to comfort those that are mourning right now, God. Dear God, we don't know why it happened, dear God, but we know, dear God, that it has happened. And we pray to God that his passing would even bring people into the kingdom, oh God. That people would say, hey, I need to get my life right because death is unexpected, man.
Yes,
it is. And God, we just thank you, dear God, for, you know, keeping us here.
Yes.
We pray for the rest of the family, dear God, as they're there, dear God, that they would not blame you for this, oh God, that they would know that this is a part of our fallen, sinful life, oh God. But we thank you, dear God, that you have promised, dear God, since he was a man of God, that we will see him again, oh
yes,
God.
Yes.
And dear God, that we would join him in heaven, oh God. Yes. And we pray, dear God, that you would just move in this family. God, allow, like I said, somebody's life to be impacted by this. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, yo, if you got prayer requests, what can they do, Frog? How can they get that to us, man?
Send it to us at yada.king@gmail.com. It's up on the screen. If you're not watching the live stream,
you already spelled it just a second ago.
Exactly.
yadahdaking@gmail.com.
That's right.
We got a new phone number for you. We're gonna share that with you.
We're
on the next show.
Stepping the game up.
That's right, man. So look, no more waiting and pressing one. This is gonna go straight to our. It's gonna say, "Hey, you've called Yada Da King."
You are gonna have to say your name and who you are before we pick up the phone.
But it's no pressing one, and then you get thrown into some chat room.
Some chat room where they talking about a whole bunch of craziness.
Yeah. So, hey, and if you in the chat rooms, preach Jesus, please.
Yes, sir. but we're definitely Yada Da King is definitely looking forward to doing some things, man.
It's looking up for Yada Da King.
We're doing some stuff behind the scenes, man. That's actually gonna.
What you doing, Frog? We working on an HD viewing of us.
Yep. And then also, man, by next week, we actually can do it now, but we just want to work out some kinks. We're in the beta stages.
You can see us on your mobile phone, dog.
On your mobile phone or on your iPhone. We're doing the stream live on, so where you can watch it on everything.
The iPhone is a mobile phone, for the record.
No, but I'm talking about there's a different website.
Android?
Yeah, exactly. You can watch it on your Android phone.
Okay.
So
there is a difference.
Yes, there is a difference.
But iPhone is a mobile phone.
And though. We will be we'll be letting you know how to do that next week when we have who we got next week on the show.
Jason Earls.
Jason Earls.
Christian comedian.
Serious comedy.
Yeah, serious comedy. He got a website out there.
Dude is hilarious.
Yeah, yes. He is funny.
He's funny.
You don't want him in here ranking on you, Frog.
No.
Nah, you don't.
No. And he's going to actually be in studio with us, too. That's 2 weeks in a row we're going to have somebody in studio. So
look at that. Y'all get to see these artists, man. So
yeah.
Check it out, man.
And he's a funny dude, so I just want to let you know that. So be prepared to laugh.
Yes. And, man, it was a good time getting my man Frog back. You know what I'm saying? He was, you know, at first he was kind of getting the kinks out. He looked like he didn't iron his shirt. You know what I'm saying?
But I did not. I was kind of upset. I picked up this shirt, only wore it a couple times, and it's faded now. And I'm like, that's
because you dried it.
These shirts never go in the dryer. We do air dry.
Yeah, what up, RTO?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't mean to. But the brother said he faded a white shirt. Now, here's my question.
He faded the front of it. That's what he's trying to say.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, how do you fade a white shirt?
He faded it to black.
For those of you just listening to the podcast, you can see that, or you can't see that, RTL sitting behind
me. All I see is a white shirt.
My back is towards him, towards all the screens and stuff. So,
how do you fade white?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah. You can't fade the light. You dig? You know what I'm saying? So, let's do this. We're going to keep it cracking. I'm your boy, Don Christian.
And this is your boy, Frog. Who else we got in the studio?
Your man, RTL. What's good?
And that was Yada Da King Radio. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King Shabakta, I yada da King, I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da King Shabakta,